أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you remember, in our previous session, I talked about how to treat people. I talked about the importance of treating people kindly. I also touched some of the advantages of treating people nicely. This session will again be devoted to the advantages of kind treatment of people. We will inshallah point out some more advantages on the basis of Islamic in Shia traditions and narrations. One of the advantages of treating people nicely is that it brings about proximity to God. As a matter of fact, it is the desire of each one of us as a Muslim, as a Shia, to get closer to God. We pray in order to get closer to God. We fast in order to get closer to God. We go on Hajj pilgrimage in order to get closer to God. To get closer to God is the goal of every Muslim here and there. And we try each and everything in order to reach this goal, in order to get closer to God. One of the means or one of the ways that help us in this regard is good treatment with people. If you have a good treatment with people, if you treat people nicely, then of course you have got a means of getting closer to God. And this is a very good means of getting closer to God. If you treat people badly and poorly, you will get further from God. You will get distanced from God. But if you treat people nicely and respectfully, you will be closer to God. You will be able to get closer to God. This is not our word. This is not our point of view. This is the point that is expressed by tradition, by the holy imams. This is Abu Abdullah, Imam Sadiq, the sixth Shia Imam, who says, تَقَرَّبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِمُوَاسَاتِ إِخْوَانِكُمْ. Get closer to God by means of helping your brethren. Here, Imam does not talk about blood brothers. Imam talks about Muslims in general. Treat Muslims gently, treat them respectfully, and help them when they are in need of your help. If you do so, if you're helpful, if you're respectful, if you're attentive to your brethren, then of course you will be a step closer to God. you will have a chance to get closer to God. And to get closer to God is, as I mentioned, the aim and the objective of each one of us. And this is one of the means of reaching this objective. تقربوا إلى الله. Get closer to God. Reach proximity with God. By which means? By doing good to other Muslims. By being good to other Muslims. The fourth advantage and the fourth use of good treatment of others is that it brings about the pleasure of God. Again, it goes needless to say that to satisfy God and to make God happy is the desire of each one of us. We want to do the deeds that are favored by God. We want to do the things that are liked and supported by God. And to make God pleased and to make God happy is the desire of each one of us. And one of the ways through which we can please God is to do good to others and to treat others nicely. This is the Holy Prophet of Islam, the Prophet of high morality, the Prophet of high moral standards. He says, "Man sarra mu'minan faqad sarrani." He who makes a believer happy makes me happy. وَمَنْ سَرَّنِي فَقَدْ سَرَّ اللَّهِ. And he who pleases me pleases God. So first of all, when you do a good action, when you do good to others, you please the Holy Prophet. You satisfy the Holy Prophet. You make the Holy Prophet happy. And when you make the Holy Prophet happy, it is as if you make Allah the Almighty happy. And to make Allah the Almighty happy is the desire and goal of every Muslim. So we should not leave any stone unturned in order to make God happy. And this is one of the ways of making God happy. To make God happy is not something beyond your reach. It is very much accessible. Just you can buy a kilo of fruits and you can give it to your neighbors. By doing so, you can make them happy. You can buy gifts and give it to your nears and dears. You can help people who are in need, even not in your surrounding area, but elsewhere. You can go and you can help them. Look at Christians. I think so Christians are very much good in this regard. They are very helpful. Whenever there is an earthquake, or there is flood, or there is any natural catastrophe, we see they come in and they help. And that is very good of them. They do their duty. Somebody said they are preaching their religion. No matter. Let them preach their religion. We should also follow the suit. Why don't we preach our religion? To preach a religion is not something that can only be done through words. You can preach your religion through your practice. If you are helpful, if you are kind to others, if you are well-behaved, you are preaching your religion. You are inviting others to your religion. You prove that you are a man of sympathy, a man of humility, a man of goodness. So by your good behavior, by your nice treatment of others, you can preach your religion. You can propagate your ideology. So this is one of the ways of getting closer to God. If you do such kind of things, if you help others, you make them happy. And when you are able to make them happy, according to this tradition, you have made the Holy Prophet happy. And when you make the Holy Prophet happy, it is as if you have made God happy. So why shouldn't we do this? And when God is happy with us, this will be a great thing. It will have a very great consequences on our life. It will have great impacts on our life. The fifth advantage of doing good to others is that it paves the ground for entering paradise. Again, I should emphasize that it is our desire, it is the wish of each one of us to enter paradise, to go into paradise, and to be blessed with the blessings therein. But how can we enter paradise? How can we get the opportunity to enter paradise? We cannot enter paradise empty-handedly without doing anything. If you do not do any good thing, how can you expect that you can enter paradise? To enter paradise is based on certain things. It is based on certain prerequisites. First of all, you should fulfill all these prerequisites, and then you should expect paradise. In one of the ways through which we can pave the ground for entering paradise is to do good to others. If you do good to others, if you help others, if you treat them nicely and brotherly, of course, you pave the ground, you fulfill the requisite, and you get the visa for entering paradise. As long as you are not given the permit, as long as you are not given the visa, you cannot enter paradise. It will be a dream for you. It will be a mere desire for you. But if you do something practically, then you can expect to enter paradise. This is Imam Sadiq, our holy Imam, who says, أَوْحَى اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِلَى دَاوُدَ أَنَّ الْعَبْدَ مِنْ عِبَادِ لَيَأْتِيَنِي بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَأُبِحَهُ جَنَّتِي. Allah the Almighty reveals to His Prophet Dawood, saying, if a servant of mine does a good action, I will make him enter paradise. I will allow him to enter paradise if he does a good action. Prophet Dawood asks, Ya Rabbi, wa ma tilka al-hasana? What is that good action that paves the ground for entering paradise? What is that good action? Let me know it. Because everyone is desirous to know about it. قال يدخل على عبدي المؤمن سرورا ولو بتمرة. Doing a good action is not something beyond your ability. It is not something beyond your reach. It is very much accessible. It is very much simple. Everyone, young and old, Asian and African, can do it. It is not something very much difficult. It is something very much easy. Each one can do it. يُدْخِلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ سُرُورًا. If you make a servant of God happy, if you make a person happy, even by giving him a very simple gift, for example, a debt, if you give him a small gift, and by doing so, you are able to make him happy, then this will be that good action. To make a person happy, to make a believer happy, is a good action. If you do it, then you will be entitled to enter paradise. You will be allowed to enter paradise. You will be permitted to make use of the bounties of paradise. So it might be an example. To give a kilo of fruit to others is of course an example. You can do all other different things. You can buy a kilo of apple. You can buy a kilo of banana. You can buy a pen and give it to others. You can visit others. You can solve the problems faced by others. You can give others a right. There are numerous and numberless ways through which we can make others happy. There is not one or two ways which we should count. There are numerous ways. There are numerous possibilities for helping others and for making others happy. So when you make a person happy, you have done a good deed. And when you do a good deed, then according to this tradition, you are entitled to enter paradise. To enter paradise is not something very much easy. When a person gets a visa to go to another country, he becomes very much happy. But when a person gets the visa for paradise, shouldn't he be happy? Of course, it is a matter of great happiness. It is the desire of great people. So it is, but the way to it is very simple and easy and accessible. I think religiosity, as somebody says, is not that much difficult, but we have made it difficult. If we practice religious orders, and if we are practical, it is very much easy. But if we only say things without paying attention to practice, then of course it might sound difficult. Religion is not difficult, it is easy, provided you should apply the rules suggested by your religion. So this is the tradition that tells us to do good things, and this is one of the advantages of doing good to others. The sixth advantage of doing good to others is that it is a means of forgiveness of sins. We are human beings. We are not infallibles. All of us are fallibles. All of us are prone to errors and mistakes. We have committed numerous mistakes. We have committed sins. We have committed errors, religious errors. Many times we have disobeyed God. Many times we have committed grave sins. And we are in need of a way to eliminate all these sins. We as rational people should be in search of means to eliminate and to erase all these sins in order to be able to enter paradise. But how can we erase all these sins? What is the means for forgiveness? How can we attain the forgiveness of God? One of the ways through which we can attain forgiveness is to do good to others. Do good to others, you will be given the chance to erase your sins, your mistakes. You have committed mistakes. You have committed mistakes, and these mistakes are very much dangerous. These mistakes must be deleted from your record. How can you delete your mistakes, your errors, from the memory of the computer of God? How can you do it? By doing good to others, by helping others, by being nice to others, you can erase your mistakes. You can lessen the number of your mistakes. You can decrease the amount of your errors. So these are the means God has given us. These are the facilities God has provided us with. Why shouldn't we make use of all these facilities? Let us do good to others. And by doing so, decrease our mistakes, clear our record. And that is why the Holy Prophet says, "Man farraja an maghmumin aw a'ana mazluman, ghafarallahu lahu 73 maghfirah." He who makes a person happy and helps others, God will forgive him. God will forgive 73 sins of his sins. Or God will forgive him 73 times. That is to say, if you have committed 73 mistakes, all these mistakes, all these sins will be forgiven only by doing a single good deed, by doing a single positive deed. You can erase all these mistakes. You can delete all these errors. You can clear your account. You can clear your record. And you will be considered as a good and as a pure person. So I think these are the facilities, and very good facilities. We should make use of these facilities. To mention another advantage, or the seventh advantage of doing good to others, I should mention that based on traditions, doing good to others solves the problems one faces. Of course, life is not a bed of roses. Life is coupled with difficulties, problems, miseries, and so on and so forth. Few are those who lead a happy life. Many face difficulties in their life. Many face problems in their lives. And we need means and mechanisms to overcome our problems. We need a good mind to manage things and to overcome problems. We need an advisor to help us throughout our life. And we need many other things in order to lead a happy and successful life. And one of the ways that can help you in this connection is doing good to others. If you do good to others, if you are helpful towards others, then by doing so, you will be able to solve your problems. You will be able to overcome your difficulties. Don't you want to overcome your difficulties? Don't you want to solve your problems? Of course, everyone wishes to do so. So if you want to do so, then do good to others. If you do good to others, God will help you to overcome your problems. That is why Imam Sadiq says, "Man kana fi hajati akhihi al-muslim, kana Allahu fi hajatihi, ma kana fi hajati akhihi." When you want to solve your problems, when you are after the finding a solution for the problem of your brother, God will be after finding a solution for your problem. As long as you are walking and you are working for your brother, for your neighbor, God will be working for you. You think that you are working for others, but as a matter of fact, you are working for yourself. Because God is working for you, and your problems, you will all of a sudden, you will witness that your problems are automatically solved. This is because you have done a good deed to others. So don't think that when you do a good deed to others, it will not be counted. No, there is a webcam that is spying on you, and that is looking and monitoring each thing you do. So whatever you do, it will be registered and it will be recorded, and God will help you if you help others. Thank you very much for listening.